الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness publicly that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is His abd and His rasul, His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except in the state of Islam, except as Muslims. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul and from that one soul is mate. And from the two of them countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the family relations that you have among you, for surely Allah is a raqib or a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that which is true and correct. Allah will repair your deeds for you and forgive you of your sins. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has achieved the greatest of successes. As to what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, Al-Quran al-Kareem. And the best guidance is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen of ours are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter in this deen of ours is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. I would like to ask this question, brothers and sisters, to you, inshallah, this khutbah, this blessed day of Jumu'ah. I would like to ask the question that if you were given a present, and that present was dismembered, and that present was chopped into pieces, and it was supposed to be presented to you in a wholesome state, a connected state, not in a disconnected state, would you accept or would you value that present? The vast majority of you, probably all of you, would say no. Likewise, if a jariya, if a slave girl was presented to a king, and that present, that slave girl was presented to that king with an arm missing, or eyes missing, or she was blind, or she was crippled, or she had a leg missing, or an ear missing, or she could not speak, or she could not hear, this would not be a befitting slave, a gift to give to this king. Likewise, is the body without a soul and a heart that doesn't have khushur. The body that doesn't have khushur in its salah is like that present that is dismembered. It is like that gift of a slave girl given to a king that can't see or hear. It is like a body with no soul. The person who does not have khushur in their salah is a person who doesn't have the reality of their prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَانِتِينَ. قَانِتِينَ meaning the one who has the presence of Allah in his heart. The one who remembers Allah. The one who blocks out everything that they possibly can of the worldly affairs from their heart and their mind and their consciousness, and they think of only the one that they're standing in front of. Unfortunately today, brothers and sisters in Islam, many of the Muslims are presenting their prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they make the takbir. Many of the Muslims today, when they stand in front of the Lord of the worlds, Rabbul Alameen, when they present this thing that is a part of our worship that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, أول ما يحاسب به الناس يوم القيامة من أعمالهم الصلاة, that the first thing that the people are going to be taken account for on the day of resurrection is the prayer. Many of the Muslims today, when they stand in front of Rabbul Alameen, they present a prayer of mechanics. They present the car without the driver. They present a body without a soul. Without a soul meaning without khushur. They present a dismembered prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, languidly, neglectfully, going through their prayers like a chicken or a pigeon, going through the prayer like some robot, with no meaning, with no ruh. Inshallah, today, and in the weeks to come, inshallah ta'ala, we'd like to talk about the importance of khushur in our salah, the adab of khushur in our salah, the hukum, the legal ruling according to Quran and the Sunnah of al-khushu' and salah, and what is the status of those people who have khushu', and what is the status, the miserable state of those people who don't have khushu', and what is or what are the ways that we can develop khushu' in our salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has inspired the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite the book that he revealed on the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in this book, Al-Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many different creatures that he created out of all the creatures that he created that have khushu', even to the point where the mountains have khushu' if the Quran was revealed or sent down on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتُهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And if we were have to reveal this Quran on a mountain, you would have seen it خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. You would see it humbling itself. You would see it having humility. You would see it falling down from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mountain having khushu'. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also mentions that the kuffar themselves, their eyes and their body parts will have khushu' in the next life from the fear of Allah's punishment on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, has made this forgotten element khushu' an essential part of our salah, so much so that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'a, he said, and many of the scholars, in fact most of them agree, that khushu' in salah is wajib. That if you don't have khushu' in your salah, you don't have a salah. That khushu' is an obligatory element in salah. That if you don't have the salah with khushu', you don't have a salah. Wallahu musta'an, and Allah is the one who we seek assistance from. The proof of many of the proofs that He brings is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers will eventually be successful. They will be the winners. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those, the first quality, the first description that Allah gives of those believers from among the many believers who believe in Allah in the last day. The first element that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of those believers who will be successful is that they in their salah have khushu'. They in their salah have this humility and this awe and this fear and this presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping Allah mindful in their hearts, which is the reason for the salah. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions in this verse, فَذَا أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers will eventually be successful, those who have in their salah khushu' all the way to the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, they are the ones that are يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, they are the ones who will inherit Jannatul Firdaus, which is the highest form of Al-Jannah. He says that those people who will be given Jannatul Firdaus, they are not given Jannatul Firdaus because of mustahabat, because of highly recommended acts. But in fact, they are distinguished from the rest of the believers, and they are given Al-Firdaus because this khushu' is wajib, only given to the people who have this fear of Allah and this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for those people who don't have the consciousness of Allah and the khushu' of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them whatever He wants to give them. He'll forgive whoever He wants to forgive, and He'll punish whomever He wants to punish. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith transmitted by Abu Dawood on the authority of Abdullah ibn Sunabihi radiallahu anhu, who said, زعم أبو محمد أن الوتر واجب. زعم أبو محمد أن الوتر واجب. That he said that Abu Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he claimed, he had the opinion that witr prayer was wajib. And Ibadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, one of the chief of the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, كَذَبَ أَبُو مُحَمَّدٍ. كَذَبَ أَبُو مُحَمَّدٍ. This doesn't mean that Abu Muhammad lied. It means here he made a mistake, meaning that witr prayer is not wajib. And then he said, Al-Ibadatu ibn Samit, radiallahu anhu, one of the Sahaba, he said, فَقَدَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, because I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, خمس صلوات افترضهن الله تعالى من أحسن وضوءه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are five prayers that Allah has made obligatory. Whoever perfects the wudu of those five prayers, connected to those five prayers, whoever perfects it, and those who صَلَّاهَا لِوَقْتِهَا, those who prayed in their time, وَأَتَمَّ رُكُوعَهُنَّ وَخُشُوعَهُنَّ, and whoever completes and perfects the ruku' in this salat, those five prayers, and whoever perfects and completes the khushu', the humility and the awe and the fear and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those prayers, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, كان له على الله عهد أن يغفر له, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for that servant has a promise from Allah that Allah will forgive him. What? For what reason? For making those five prayers on time, for perfecting the wudu of those five prayers, for perfecting the ruku' of those five prayers, and for perfecting the khushu', the presence of Allah in that person's heart. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in their heart, but that they're conscious of Allah when they make the takbir, and they make the ruku', and they make the jalsa, and they make the sujood. That they're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever does this, then they have a promise from Allah, an ahd, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will forgive them. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ, and whoever doesn't do this, whoever doesn't perfect their wudu and make their five prayers on time and perfect and complete their ruku' and perfect the khushu', then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِن شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ وَإِن شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُ. If Allah wants, He will forgive them. And if Allah wants, He will punish them. So khushu' is a very important, most forgotten element of the prayer. The person that stands in front of Allah with khushu' is a person that has the prayer. For the person that goes through the prayer, as we mentioned, like a chicken or a pigeon pecking up and down in the sajda, digging, as I've seen people taking their fingers, going in their nostrils, looking at what comes out of their nostrils. Digging in their eyes, taking the sleep out of their eyes, looking at their fingers. Some people, wallahi al-azim, as sure as I'm standing on this minbar, I've seen people taking pieces of paper from their pockets and looking at the piece of paper from their pockets in the salah. People looking at their watches in the salah. In the salah, standing in front of Allah. But when they go to get a job, they put on their best clothes. They make sure that their clothes are not wrinkled. They make sure that their clothes are not tattered. They make sure that when they go in front of that person to make the interview for that job, that they use the best language, that they use the correct speech, that they are very conscious of what they say and they do. But when they stand in front of Rabbul Alameen, they don't care what they say and how they perform their salah. They don't care about the consciousness of Allah. They don't care about the presence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of them. And this is a balwa. This is a test on the believer. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول شيء يرفع من هذه الأمة الخشوع حتى لا ترى فيها خاشعا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith that is transmitted by Al-Haythami and Al-Tabarani in his Kabir with a Hassan chain, inshaAllah, he said that the first thing that will be removed from this ummah, is khushu'. Is khushu', is the humility, is the awe, is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being conscious of Allah in the prayer. So much so, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta la tara fiha khashi'an, to the point when you go into the masjid, the hadith has the meaning of, so much so that when you go into the masjid at the end of the time that we're in right now, in the last days, you will hardly be able to find anyone with khushu'. You'll see people going through the salah languidly. You'll see the people going to salah with such a speed as though they're in some Olympics, not have any consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentions in Surah Taha, has established this salah for his remembrance, where he says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and establish the salah for my remembrance. And establish the salah, the prayer for my remembrance. How can we say that we're standing in front of Allah with remembrance and we're thinking about the telephone bill, or we're thinking about the gas bill, or we're thinking about the electric bill, or we're thinking about that person that we saw come into the masjid where our eyes should be on the floor where we're going to make the sajda? How can we say that we're establishing the salah for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going to get the benefit that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, where he said that what is written for a person, ma yuktabu linnas, that which is written for a person, min salatihi ushruha wa tus'uha wa dhunnuha wa sub'uha wa sudusuha wa khumsuha wa rub'uha wa thuluthuha wa nisfuha, aw kama qalahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which is written for the person from his salah, he'll either get a tenth of it, a ninth of it, an eighth of it, a seventh of it, a sixth of it, a fifth of it, a fourth, a third, or half of it. Contingent upon the khushu' that the person has. And that khushu' that the person has will have an effect on their bodily parts. Khushu' is of two types. There's the khushu' of al-qalb, and there's the khushu' of al-nifaq. There's the khushu' of the qalb. There is the humility and the awe and the fear and the consciousness of Allah in the heart. And there's the khushu' of hypocrisy. And Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَخُشُوعَ الْقَلْبِ إِيَّاكُمْ وَخُشُوعَ الْقَلْبِ إِيَّاكُمْ وَخُشُوعَ النِّفَاقِ. Beware of khushu' and nifaq. Beware of the khushu' of hypocrisy. فَقِيلَ لَهُ, and it was said to him, مَا خُشُوع النِّفَاق, what is khushu' of hypocrisy? What is khushu' of hypocrisy? He said, khushu' of hypocrisy, يُرَى الرَّجُلُ خاشعا خاشعا في البدن وليس بخاشع في قلب أو كما قاله رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said خشوع of nifaq is the خشوع that the person has in their body. Their body looks like they're very humble, but their heart has no خشوع. You see people, as he was mentioning the meaning of his statement, you see people who when they're in their prayer, you see them slumped over in qiyam, and their shoulders are all hunched, and their bodies look like they have so much fear. This is a khushu, according to the Salaf, of hypocrisy. For the person who prays like this, according to the Salaf, are the people who really don't have khushu. But the people who pray the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to pray, as he said, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, pray as you see me pray, those people who pray the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to pray, those are the people who develop khushu, and the khushu that is developed in them makes their body parts have khushu also. As for the person who has khushu of the body, which is tasannu'an aw takallufan, in theatrics, or to show off, or to make people think that they're so humble by making their positions in the salah like they're in some kung fu movie, some kung fu picture. Allahu Akbar. These are the people who have khushu' and nifaq. These are the people who have khushu' of hypocrisy. These are the people who don't have the khushu' in their hearts. As some of the people in the past have said, يَرَى بَعْضُهُمْ رَجُلًا, that some of the people used to see a person having khushu' al-mankabain wal-badan. They used to have khushu' of the shoulders and the body. And it would be said to them, الْخُشُوعُ لَيْسَ هَا هُنَا. And he would point, وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ مَنْكَبَيْهِ وَالْبَدَنِ. He would point to his shoulders and his body. وَلَكِنْ الْخُشُوعُ هَا هُنَا وَأَشَارَ فِي صَدْرِهِ وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ. But also the khushu' is the khushu' of the heart. So brothers and sisters in Islam, the khushu' that we should have is the khushu' from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example, and that is to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. To remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to us. To remember that when we make the takbir to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is standing in front of us, and that we should not turn to the right, nor turn to the left. Watching the people who come through the door, picking the lint off our clothes, putting our fingers in our nostrils, looking at things around us. But rather we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is standing in front of us, and that is the one we're going to be standing in front of on the day of resurrection, and we're going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the way we made the prayer and the khushu' that it was lacking from that prayer. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are khashi'een mukhbiteen. Walhamdulillah. Brothers, can you please move up, inshallah? الحمد لله رب العالمين ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعض. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his statement where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما تركت شيئا يقربكم إلى الله إلا وأمرتكم به وما تركت شيئا يقربكم إلى النار ويباعدكم عن الله إلا ونهيتكم عنه أو كما قاله عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or as he said, that I have not left off anything that will bring you closer to Allah except that I have ordered you to do it. And I have not left off anything that would bring you closer to the fire and farther from Allah, except that I have forbidden it from you. The Prophet in this hadith, brothers and sisters in Islam, this general statement from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's explaining to us on the specific topic of khushu', that the khushu' is so essential that it will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not just concerned with sticking the finger out in jalsa, or moving or not moving, which is a difference of opinion among the scholars. He was not so much concerned, not saying he was not concerned, he was not so much concerned as the straightening of your back in the rukur and the spreading of your arms in the sajda. And he was concerned about that, but not as much as he was concerned about the khushur. Because the khushur is the spirit and the soul of the salah. Without the spirit and the soul of the salah, we just have a corpse. And none of you brothers and sisters, after your most dearest loved one dies, none of you would take your husband's body after he is dead and gone, unless they are insane or something is wrong with them. No one would take their deceased wife's body and lie it next to them for days and weeks in the bed, relishing that body. No one, after putting the body in the ground, would stand there and keep looking at the body for weeks and months and years. That body has no value unless it has a ruh. That body has no qeemah with Allah unless it has a ruh. Likewise, brothers and sisters, the ruh of the salah is khushur. And we need, in weeks to come, inshallah, in these khutbahs to come, need to learn how to develop this khushur so that we'll stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a complete package, giving Him the gift that He deserves, giving Him the gift of salah, the salah that is a benefit for us and not a benefit for Allah, because Allah doesn't benefit anything from our worship. It is we who benefit. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who fear Allah in and outside of our prayers. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who have khushur. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who remember that we're standing in front of you and that we are those who worship you as though we can see you. Even though we know we cannot see you in this life, we know that you see us. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who are conscious of what we're saying in our prayers. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to not make us of those individuals who go speedily, who go quickly through our prayers, languidly through our prayers, neglectfully through our prayers. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who make the outward aspects of our salah commensurate with the inward aspects of our salah. We ask you, Allah, to not make us like we're robots, not make us like we're mechanical, but make us of those who have true khushur, the khushur that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.